Hey guys, it's Gabriel Brown here with another installation to my podcast, A Look Into My Life and How Credit Made My Imaginations Come True. Today I want to talk about how I've spent a lot of time with clients in the last few months that have had legitimate errors that happened in their relationship with their creditor, whether it be a bank, a lending institution, an auto dealer, a property manager. And sometimes I'm thinking to myself, how could this happen? These people are professionals. How could they make these kinds of mistakes? Well, I want to tell you about three incidences that happened to me in the last 90 days that if I was not very vigilant over my affairs, this could have had a negative impact on my credit report and my credit history as well. The theme of this podcast today is be very vigilant over your affairs. Now, the first incident, I paid a business loan in the banking institution via check. So I walked into the bank with my statement, paid the loan with a check, and received my receipt in an envelope and left the bank. Excellent. That account was paid on time. Well, about a week or two later, I received a call from the bank saying I didn't make my payment. And I'm like, wow, I actually went to the branch and I made the payment. Let me look through my records and see if the amount of the check was taken from my bank account. So I told the representative I would call back. So I called, I reviewed my banking activity on my online service for my account, and I noticed the check wasn't taken from my account. So I then went to look for the actual receipt for the payment, and I found the receipt for the payment. It was a $500 payment, and lo and behold, the bank representative also put my check back into the envelope with my receipt and gave me the check back. Now, this is an interesting scenario because how would that have affected me had I not kept a copy of that receipt or that envelope with the check in it? So I thought, this is very weird. So I went to the bank and made a payment immediately. So that payment was 2 weeks late. And on your business credit, you're judged for being late by the number of days from the actual due date. So now how do you handle that? That could affect your business credit. So no problem. The business rating didn't go down great, but I got my statement for my account for that bank, because I also have an account in that bank, a checking account, and I noticed there was a $500 miscellaneous debit for a credit card payment. So I made the same $500 when I realized the bank gave me the check back, and then the bank debited my checking account for an additional $500 for the same payment. Now, what if someone wasn't as fortunate as me, where the money was there that they debited the $500 from? But what if I was running my affairs a little too close, where all of my money was budgeted out, and a $500 debit that I didn't have planned for caused my account to go into overdraft or negative, and now checks coming through for items that I had planned for are being reversed or bounced? That one issue that bank teller made could have caused the average person to have some major challenges in their finances. And the bank would probably have only apologized. They probably wouldn't have paid me for the reversal of check fees. Okay? The relationship now that I had would have had with other creditors, probably they would have suggested that, hey, you can't write checks this anymore because you've bounced a check. What if it was a check for your mortgage or a check for your rent? How that could have really shifted all of your affairs into a really bad light. All right. Now, that's incident one. Another incident that an error was made by a banking representative was I visited another branch to make a payment on my credit card and my car loan. The bank sends a statement and both of those payments are due on the same day, and they include, it's actually a credit union, I should say, and the credit union includes the statement with both accounts on the statement. And I visit the bank or the credit union and I made the payment separate. One, I put the account number for the credit card on the check. The second payment, I put the account number for the car loan on the check, gave it to the teller. The teller applied my payment for my car loan towards my credit card, and my payment towards my credit card towards my car loan. Now, what this did was it caused my credit card payment to have an overpayment, which was good, and it caused my car loan payment to have a partial payment because my car loan payment is higher than my credit card payment. So I leave the bank with both, or the credit union rather, I leave the credit union with both receipts and I think my business is done. So I go back to work. About a week or so later, I receive a letter in the mail from the credit union about my car payment was only a partial payment and monies from my checking account were debited and used to complete the car payment due for that month. So I was also charged a late fee. So I go to find my receipts. I take the receipts to the bank or the credit union, and I'm just not sure what happened. And lo and behold, the teller there or the bank representative there noticed the discrepancy, because when he pulled up my record on their computer system, it showed that I had made a larger payment for the car, for the credit card payment than what was due, and a less than due a payment for the car loan. And he noticed they were both on the same day and suspected that I may have made the mistake. The only thing that actually worked in my favor was I actually had in the memo section of both checks the account numbers. And so it couldn't have been my mistake. It was actually the teller's mistake. So now they had to reverse the monies they took from my checking account, put those monies back in, reverse the payment made on the credit card, add it to the car loan, reverse the payment on the car loan, add it to the credit card, reverse the late payment for the car loan. And all of this was because the teller made a mistake and applied the wrong checks for the wrong payments. Now, that, I believe, will have a bad light on my credit, because it, even though it was reversed, it looked as if in my account history that there had to be a forced payment to pay on my car loan, and a late payment was assessed on my car loan, even though they were reversed. I will probably have to explain this in the future. If I apply for anything with that credit union, or I may have an underwriter that misunderstands that and does not ask me to explain it and charges me a point or two higher on a loan as a result of that incident. Now, that's incident number two. Incident number three. I have an account where I have a loan that's due every month on the first day of the month. That's the due date, the first. It's on every statement. So I get a statement in the mail, and I know it's due on the first, so I pay no attention to review it. When I get to the bank to make the payment, it's a bank just about a half a mile from my office. I make the payment, and it's on the first, just as it was due. Well, when I get my statement the next month, I was assessed a fee for being late for that payment the previous month. I go check my records. I get my receipt. I get the statement. The receipt says the first. And I go to the branch. I say, hey, I was assessed a late fee. I paid this on time. I paid it on the first. And they reviewed it, my statement. They said, no, your statement says the 29th. I said, well, I've had this loan for two and a half years, and it's always the due date is the first, right? And they said, oh, well, this statement says the 29th. And I asked, well, how could the due date be the first? The loan docs say it's due on the first. How could the statement for this month or last month say the 29th? And so the banker went on to explain that it was some kind of glitch in the system, and they apologized. And they said they would reverse my late fee. Now, these are three incidences within 90 days that there were errors. One with the actual human resources of the bank or credit union. And one with a glitch in the actual technology of the banking institution. I say this to let you know that there are a lot of incidences that are occurring right now in most of the clients that come to my office where they're explaining things to me that sound weird, but in fact, these things are happening. Systems are glitching. Employees are making mistakes. There are so many things you have to be vigilant of when you're trying to maintain perfect credit that you must keep a record of every payment. And something that I recommend is to use a scanner. Scan in all your documents. Scan in all your documents so you'll have a record of your receipts. So that way, if anything should present itself, you can always document that you've made your payments on time. I mean, forbid that it could occur where you have a late payment, a 30-day late payment occur on your credit report and you were not late. You would have to produce those receipts, okay? I can't say this enough. Be very mindful of all of your business activity as it relates to your credit report, and also be very vigilant of all the details. Review your accounts. Review the charges. Make sure everything is accounted for. And if you do this, you will be prepared when the errors that are not your fault occur. And if those errors could potentially negatively impact you, you will be swiftly ready to document and prove your position. So this is something that in 2019, I'm going to be extremely conscientious of, because I've been very vigilant in the past, but now I'm on a heightened alert where I'm actually checking the payments, matching the receipts. If I make a payment in person, matching the account number on the receipt with the account number for the credit card or for the loan or for the auto loan or for whatever it is, be very vigilant. That's my advice to you. And if you have any challenges and there's some inaccurate information on your reports and you can document it, I recommend you dispute these items immediately with the furnisher, the banker, the lender, the credit union, and then also dispute them with
the three major credit bureaus. If you have any problems with that and you need any help, you can reach out to me at Vivix Credit Solutions. Okay, that's Vivix Credit Solutions. You can reach me at 702-434-4414. Again, that's 702-434-4414. And I also want to remind you that we have a limited time offer to get access to the Wealth Score Academy. The Wealth Score Academy, where we teach about data reports and credit reports and how data reports build the credit reports. The data reports are the data that comprises a credit report, or that are used to create the credit report, okay? And I teach how these data reports are being reviewed above and beyond Equifax, Experian, and TransUnion credit reports. And I also teach about the three minor credit bureaus, because the three major credit bureaus I just spoke of, but the three minor credit bureaus are also negatively impacting loan applications, because many people don't know that these minor credit bureaus exist, and most of the information there is either inaccurate, questionable, unverifiable, or obsolete. So, but in the Wealth Score Academy, you're able to enroll for 30 days to learn about the 70 plus data reports that you need to request, review, and restrict, all right, in order to, one, prevent identity theft, because that's 70 plus more actual reports circulating around about you that you're not familiar with, you're not requesting every year, and you're not updating, all right? And these reports, if they are inaccurate, questionable, unverifiable, or obsolete information contained in them, it could negatively impact your ability to get approved for credit. And I teach how this is happening all around the country. So you can get in the Wealth Score Academy for $97 for a limited time. All right. And that $97 will get you 30-day access to the Wealth Score Academy. It's a 8 to 12 week course. All right. And it's an online course. You can take it at your pace. All right. So, but that's only for a limited time, the $97 access to the Wealth Score Academy. If you're interested in that, you can go to wealthscorecoach.com. Again, that's wealthscorecoach.com. Or if you want more information, you can reach out to me at support@secretwealthscore.com. support@secretwealthscore.com. I look forward to speaking with you on the next podcast, and I hope to see you in the Wealth Score Academy or at my upcoming Wealth Score Master Classes.